Welcome to your five for today. God, who is our creator, can see things in us that other people cannot see. Sometimes people will try to push us down or make us feel insignificant. Sometimes our own thoughts will try to convince us that we do not measure up. But God looks beyond the surface, beyond the mistakes we have made, beyond what somebody said about us, and sees our incredible value. We may think that we've really messed up, that we've blown it, that we've failed, that we're all washed up. No, God still sees more in us. God does not just see what we are, he sees what we can become. We may have made mistakes, but God still sees victory on the inside of us. People may have tried to push us down, but God sees us rising higher. However, we need to do our part and get rid of those condemning thoughts. Get rid of what somebody's spoken over us and start renewing our minds. Down deep, we need to start believing that in God's eyes, we can be redeemed, restored, talented, and valuable. Even if we've made mistakes, believe that there is more in store. God is not finished with us. We are a work in progress. He looks beyond the surface and sees our potential. If we stay in step with him, we can watch his plan for our lives unfold. Within all of us, there exists a strong desire to be known and to know others. More importantly, all people desire to know their Creator, even if they are not professed believers in God. Today we are bombarded with advertising that promises many ways to satisfy our cravings to know more, have more, be more. However, the empty promises that come from the world will never satisfy in the way that knowing God will satisfy. Jesus said, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So what is the key to truly knowing God? First of all, it is a must to understand that man on his own is incapable of knowing God because of his own sinfulness. The Bible reveals to us that we are all sinful and that we fall well short of the standard of holiness required to commune with God. We are also told that the consequence of our sin is death, and that we will perish eternally without God unless we accept and receive the promise of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So in order to truly know God, we must first receive him into our lives, because as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Nothing is of greater importance than understanding this truth when it comes to knowing God. Jesus makes it clear that he alone is the way to heaven and to a personal knowledge of God. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you today.